This is Passport to Texas. The outlook for deer season is outstanding thanks to plentiful rainfall. Whitetail program leader Alan Kane.
The rainfall that's been very prevalent across the state this year has also provided great vegetation for the mule deer and the pronghorn out in West Texas. Hunters that are out there pursuing mule deer and pronghorn will have an excellent year.
To maintain healthy herds, biologists want hunters to help monitor deer for chronic wasting disease, or CWD, a neurological disease that kills deer but has no known effect on humans.
Chronic wasting disease has been a concern in Texas since 2012, since the first discovery in the Trans-Pecos. We also had a new positive discovered in the Panhandle this past hunting season in 2015.
Texas Parks and Wildlife created mandatory containment and surveillance zones for CWD testing and rules for transporting harvested deer in parts of West Texas.
Hunters in those chronic wasting disease zones that harvest a deer are required to bring those deer to the check station so our staff can pull a CWD sample. We do have another CWD zone in portions of Medina, Bandera, and Uvalde counties, and that is a voluntary surveillance zone. And so we would appreciate all the help we can get from our hunters out there to bring deer in so we can monitor for CWD.
Find more information on the Texas Parks and Wildlife website. The Wildlife Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.